trees in love. Is such a thing even possible? Are we missing this whole emotional level from the plant world that is going on around us? Have we just closed our eyes to the whole realm of nature, which we depend on for so much? Folk stories talk about interactions with plants, stones, and animals in cultures who lived close to nature. Trees played no small part. The sacred rowan, the oak that hates, the willow that uproots itself and walks at night following a stranger, Tolkien's ants who help save the world. This story comes from the experiences of Adela Dorothy Toy. Adela is one of those who is more sensitive to the vibrations of nature. She learned that if she opened herself to the possibility, she could communicate with this subtle world. At first, it was just a feeling, then a telepathic message. Eventually, as nature started to trust her, she was able to see the fairies, the green men in the trees, the devas of the plant world. And they were pleased to know a human who would listen and cooperate, abilities that most of us in this age of technology have lost. Adela began to take photographs. She would take her camera and stand in reverence for a moment at the edge of the woods, communicating her desire to be of service. Then, as she walked, she would listen to the promptings in her mind, taking a photo wherever she felt nature directed it, whether it looked like anything of interest or not. Digital photos would catch images of orbs, which were not refractions of light, but small beings in the air. Digital photography uses quantum physics. Sensitive people can cause a digital camera to capture such images. As she studied her photos, in addition to the orbs, she saw faces, bodies, even whole stories in the shapes of the trees, in the swirls of the rocks. She began to understand what nature was telling her, that there was much going on in nature that we were missing. There were spirits in the rocks, in the trees, in the herbs. This story takes place in the woods of New Hampshire. Adela was there with her camera when she met the deva of this area. A deva is a nature spirit that oversees a plant species or an area of land, among other things. She asked Adela if she would like to view a project that she had been working on for some time. Of course, Adela consented. They began to walk deep into the woods. As Adela walked, she kept hearing the words, "I love you," first in a deep, male voice, and then in a higher, feminine voice. And she soon realized that it was the trees talking back and forth to one another. The deva proudly explained the experiment that she had undertaken. She wanted to demonstrate the steadfastness of love. She led Adela to a hillock where there was a balsam tree kissing a birch tree. How do trees kiss? This balsam had grown a big knob stretched out its side toward the birch, and the birch had a matching knob that reached out to the balsam. The two knobs touched and were in constant contact. The deva's idea had been that the balsam would give strength and support to the soft, gentle, paper-white birch, and the birch would soften the balsam's stern nature. She explained that she had found the balsam tree to be strong but severe in its countenance. The birch had a soft nature, but was a weak tree. So the deva had caused the two to grow next to one another to create a support system. She explained that she had done this many places throughout the woods. Over several visits to the area, the deva showed Adela many examples of this experiment. Some had worked, some had not. Some trees had pulled apart. In one case, three balsams grew to court one birch. But this one pairing of balsam and birch was the most powerful example, because these two trees were the most steadfast to one another and were deeply in love. Adela spent time there listening to the trees, taking pictures. She came back to this spot 2 years later. It was clear that things had changed. The birch was dying. It had begun to wobble and pull away from the balsam. It could no longer feel its kiss. In desperation, the balsam had extended its strong branches and tried to wrap them around the birch to hold her up and keep her at his side, pulling with all his strength to keep her upright and near him. two more years passed. Adela again returned to the woods. The birch had died and fallen down the cliff on which the two trees stood. The balsam was now alone and filled with grief, still feeling deep love for the delicate lost birch. Adela was touched by the depth of feeling that the balsam shared with her. The next time you walk through the woods or into one of our beautiful parks, look more closely at what you see. Take a moment to be reverent, for life is teeming all around you. Share a moment of thanks with the trees that clean the air and provide the oxygen we breathe, with the spirits that tend to the natural world, and try to feel the oneness that we all share. Life, empathy, caring, love. It is there for the taking if you will but open your heart. This story is based on The Balsam Who Loved the Birch by Adela Dorothy Toy in her book, Nature Spirits, Spirit Guides, and Ghosts, published in 2012 by Quest Books.